So first off, congratulations for your upcoming retirement. Obviously, you've had a good long run at Catholic Health, and we're looking forward to seeing what's next. Now, I wanted to ask you first off, you said in an interview once that you chose the position with Catholic Health over another job because it offered more challenges. So the first question I want to know is, what was your greatest challenge?
Well, it was helping a system that had recently come together get past merger remorse, which is the system is 20 years old in February of 2018, and I've been the CEO for 15 of those 20 years. And there were a lot of still internal competitive issues that I had to be able to get our organization to begin to work through and begin to operate more as a system. And that was probably the biggest single challenge, and making sure that the cultures of the various organizations were respected, but still have them more focused on the future and what we need to be able to do collaboratively together.
Was there one thing in particular that helped you overcome that challenge?
I think it's just full contact communication with our folks about what is the reality of healthcare in the nation and Western New York, and understanding what opportunities were available to us, and constantly communicating in a lot of different ways, one-on-one meetings, cups of coffee, publications, all the best technologies that helping our existing employees have a deeper understanding of what we're dealing with, and making sure the new associates that join the organization have an understanding about what's the work ahead of us look like.
So obviously, over your tenure, there was a lot of progress. The organization doubled in financial size to $1.2 billion. It's grown to employ more than 9,000 people and gained close to 43% of the local market share. And besides a slight earnings decline over the last couple of years, it seems like things have been generally positive. Is there one thing that you are most proud of in your tenure?
Actually, it may surprise you. I'm really proud of our associates and our ability to help them grow professionally. We make major investments in allowing people to move from an associate degree program to a baccalaureate in nursing, and encouraging our associates who want to go on and get an advanced master's degree to support that. That's the thing I'm most proud of, too, that we're the type of organization that does two things. I always say we're the organization that if any of our parents were sick, we'd be very satisfied and comforted knowing that we could take care of them. And the second thing is, we're the type of organization that if our children wanted to go into healthcare, we'd want them to start in an organization like Catholic Health.
Now, as I understand it, that ability to grow professionally and personally is something that you experienced in your upbringing in the corporate world?
Absolutely. Well, I was a high school in March 1968. I started as a dishwasher in a Catholic hospital in Knoxville, Tennessee. That hospital is no longer a Catholic ministry, but I had an opportunity to work for an individual, a sister, who was a mentor long before I knew what mentors were. And she did this for a lot of the young people that worked with her in the dietary department, helping them think about what they could do to move forward. And the hospital had a great tuition assistance program, and I was able to take advantage of that. And through all my undergraduate and then at National Memorial, where I was recruited, I was able to take advantage of a program to get my MBA in finance and management with the same type of tuition assistance. And you know, that's a big piece of it, but it's also a management team that's encouraging people to step forward and try new things.
Now, with all that you have done in 15 years, do you feel like there's any unfinished business that you expect the next leader of Catholic Health will have to take on?
Well, the entire healthcare, the dynamic of how the community is going to be provided healthcare is huge. I am a big advocate of us moving to a universal coverage single-payer system, and I know there's discussion about that, but the existing way we pay for healthcare is not sustainable long-term. So the next CEO has got to know that we've got this $1.2 billion system, and it's going to have national changes on how healthcare is going to be provided, and he or she is going to have to be able to have the agility to help move through incremental changes that are going to be pretty dramatic.
Do you expect to be part of the search for that successor?
No, actually, I asked not to be. My responsibility is to make sure within the organization we've got internal candidates that could be good candidates, and we have that. But that's a responsibility of the board of directors. And I shared with them, I asked them not to I didn't want to be part of the search committee, but once the person is selected, I'll be fully engaged in helping that new person on board and be available to them to help understand the system so they can hit the ground running and not have a steep learning curve.
You've scheduled your departure for early 2018, perhaps the springtime, as I understand it. Is that correct?
It's really when the next person is hired. So it's, you know, when the individual gets selected and hired and either promoted or recruited in, then at the right time, I'll step away after the onboarding is done.
Why leave with less than 3 years left on your contract?
Well, I have my own personal reasons, and I've got some health challenges that I'm having to take care of, and it's the right time. Also, I've come to believe sometimes CEOs of organizations hang on too long, and I think this system needs to begin to do probably next year and the following year a new strategic plan, and that's where the new CEO needs to be part of it and put their fingerprints on the way forward for the Catholic Health Ministry.
Speaking of, again, the new CEO, I know you said that you don't plan to be involved in the process for the search. You asked not to be, but do you have any particular hopes for the qualities of that successor?
I've told somebody yesterday, they asked me the question. I said, you know, we need a leader who's not a 2.0 version of Joe McDonald. We need somebody with a 4.0 version of being a leader for healthcare in the future. So people bring different gifts, and this is an opportunity for the organization to select some gifts that might be required that are different than ones that I've brought to the ministry.
These days, it's no surprise for people to see you standing side by side with the heads of institutions like Roswell Park Cancer Institute, ECMC, and even your biggest contender, Kaleida Healthcare. But through your tenure, you've been known as an advocate of competition. Is it still that way, or do you think something has changed by this point?
No, I believe that competition is a very important part of the DNA of an organization that makes sure that they either are competing internally to get better, improving upon their quality results, or competing with our competitor. I believe this brings to this community a lot of different options. This community has a lot of different options for radio service, too, and media. So I think healthcare is no different. But we try to do smart competition, and we've partnered with our competitors where we need to, and we have strategic partnerships with other competitors that really come right out of our strategic plan.
And then last but certainly not least, what would you say is your message to both your employees, the staff at Catholic Health, and also to the community that they serve?
Well, I think the message is just my sincere gratitude for their, well, you know, I'm, as you can tell by this accent, I'm not from around here, as we say, but this has been a very open and welcoming community for me and my wife, and my youngest son moved up here with us. So I express my really solid appreciation and gratitude to my associates and to this community. It's a great place. This will be a prime opportunity for the next CEO.
All right. Well, Joe McDonald, thank you so much for the time. And again, congratulations on your upcoming retirement.